Good Tuesday. Today is February the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer prices are changing across the country. We're going to take a look at which ones are up and which ones are down, both in the last month and the last year. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, fertilizer news making agricultural headlines today. Most average retail fertilizer prices continued to be higher than last month during the first week of February. That according to the seller survey that's taken by DTN each week. Now, retail prices for six of the eight major fertilizers were higher, with the price of two that were actually up significant. Leading that pack were urea, which was 7% higher compared to a month ago. That had an average price of $525 a ton. UAN-32 was also higher. That's 6% more expensive with an average price of $388 a ton. Now, the price of four other fertilizers were only slightly higher than a month ago. DAP came in with an average price of $745 a ton. 1034-O was $632 a ton, nationwide average. Anhydrous ammonia was $741 a ton, while UAN-28 was $332 per ton. The prices of the two remaining fertilizers were actually down slightly from a month ago. MAP had an average price of $806 a ton, while potash came in at $436 a ton, looking back to last month. Now, if you break that down to the price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 57 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous ammonia was 45 cents a pound, UAN 28 was 59 cents a pound, with UAN 32 coming in at 61 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now, two fertilizers are higher compared to what they were a year ago. DAP is 1% higher, while 1034-O is 4% more expensive looking back a year. The remaining six fertilizer prices, though, are lower than they were last year at this time. MAP, urea, UAN 28, and 32 are all 1% less expensive. Anhydrous actually is 4% lower, and potash is 14% less expensive compared to where it was a year ago at this time. Now, in a University of Illinois Farm Doc Daily report, tariff threats and U.S. fertilizer imports from back in February 4th, ag economic staff examined possible tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and the effect they might have on fertilizer. Potassium would likely see the greatest price increase given U.S. reliance on imports, according to that report. And according to the Illinois Production Cost Report, potash prices are currently around $450 a ton, the report said. Full pass-through of the 25% tariff cost could increase those prices by more than $100 per ton, that for supplies sourced from Canada. While U.S. farmers are less reliant on imports on nitrogen fertilizers, tariffs could also lead to higher prices for those products, the report said. No significant impact on phosphorus fertilizer would be expected given the small reliance on imports and the negligible import levels from Canada, Mexico, and China, that according to the report. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Oil prices making agricultural headlines. Well, tariffs against Canada and Mexico are paused through the rest of this month. But if you believe that means the oil markets are quiet, well, you might be mistaken. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says that while there is concern the tariffs against Canada and Mexico will return, the more pressing concern is economic weakness in China.
China has had issues with its real estate market as well. And China being one of the world's largest oil consumers, what happens in their economy could directly impact their consumption of oil. And so oil markets have been paying very close attention to the slowdown in the Chinese economy to see if Chinese authorities can take any action to potentially stimulate the economy.
Now, the economic stimulation, DeHaan noted, remains an open-ended question that investors will be watching for some time. DeHaan says just because oil prices aren't moving higher doesn't mean the price at your local station won't be moving up in the coming days.
We are starting to see refineries, especially on the West Coast, enter their maintenance. There was also a refinery fire at a refinery in Southern California that has pushed up the price of diesel and gasoline. So refined products are seeing an impact. As I mentioned, we are getting into the seasonal time of year that refineries do that seasonal maintenance work ahead of the start of the summer driving season. So refined product prices have been drifting a bit higher in the last week.
Again, those are the comments of Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.